We are bombarded with all kinds of messaging in media every day. Who's the hottest artist? What's the latest trend in social media? What massive tweet will change the civic or religious landscape? What's the next in thing? Messaging's not so bad if we keep it in perspective. And that's what we're going to do right now, today. Keep life in perspective as we listen intently for God's message so all the others will make sense. Welcome to Message Daily with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Peace and blessings, listening friends. We know that you could have chosen to spend your time doing any one of a number of things, but I'm excited that you have chosen instead to invest some of it with us. This is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Message Daily, where we give you God's word every single day, and today is no exception. We are continuing in our devotional series titled The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant, under the caption, The Substitution. I cannot wait to get into it, but first let's pray and then we'll get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new morning. Thank you for giving us Jesus Christ to stand in the gap for us. Father, I'm asking you to teach us how to respect and honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. Well, something very interesting about the plan of salvation is the fact that even though we deserve eternal death, God has made provision for us to have eternal life. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're going to talk about that through Jesus Christ our Lord part in just a moment. So if you look at the contrasts, right, think about it. The Bible says the wages of sin, death. Put that on one side. But in our English language, the gift of God is eternal life. So now you have two complete opposites. Why am I making a big deal of it? Well, if you put this conjunction, but, in a sentence, that means that whatever comes before is negated by what comes after the but. Why so complicated, preacher? Well, what kind of life do we get through Christ Jesus? Eternal life, right? The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So that means we need to be able to answer the question, what kind of death is he delivering us from? Is it the kind of death when, God forbid, you step out onto the road at the wrong time and there is a truck coming? You don't see the truck doesn't see you, and then it runs you over and then you die? Well, not exactly. See, the wages of sin is not death from COVID. It is not death from a car accident. It is not death from having a disease and then dying. The wages of sin is eternal death, eternal separation from God. And at the end of all things, when Jesus comes and then 1,000 years are finished after that, then the Bible says that God will purify the earth and root out all sin forever through the fires of hell. You understand? And so the gift of God is negating that eternal death penalty. This is why it is so critical. It's so critical that we understand the plan of salvation at least as much as we can on this side of glory. So Jesus is being our substitute by taking the eternal death penalty off the table for us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So forgiveness and cleansing are essential for us to receive eternal life. Jesus is our substitute. And so from the book of Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4, the Bible teaches us that Jesus gave himself for our sins. Pause. Do you realize that Jesus is a volunteer? He's a volunteer. Bible says, you can't take my life, Jesus speaking, when there were some people who just couldn't understand what was going on with him. You can't take my life. I lay down my life and I will take it again. I have this commandment of my Father. The Bible says that Jesus became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We don't become obedient to death if something is to take our lives. No, we just die. There's nothing we can do about it. But Jesus had to decide. His godness had to allow his humanness to die. He laid down his life and then he took it again. What a mighty God we serve. This is the mystery of godliness. God became human. Jesus Christ took on human flesh to save you. Going back to the text, and the Bible says here that Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Isn't it wonderful that God did so much for us so we could be delivered? Yes, let me read a quote to you, and then we'll read a Bible verse. And it's here from the book, The Faith I Live By, page 100. And it reads, "It is not God's will that you should be distrustful or torture your soul with the fear that God will not accept you because you are sinful and unworthy. You can say, I know I am a sinner." You can say that. "And that it is the reason I need a Savior." This is your calling card. This is your recommendation letter. This is your curriculum vitae, your resume to give to God and say, "Lord, I'm not worthy. However, you came to save sinners." Isn't it wonderful that Jesus came to save sinners? Here it goes again. "I have no merit or goodness whereby I can claim salvation, but I present before God the all-atoning blood of the spotless Lamb of God." I want to sing a song, but I won't. We don't have the time. "Which taketh away the sin of the world. This is my only plea." Hallelujah. So if you want to be saved, then bring your sinful self to Jesus. Bring your sinful self to God our Father, and through the Holy Spirit and the ministry of angels, he will take care of your case. Isn't it wonderful? And so the Bible reads in Romans chapter 5, somebody has to pay the death penalty. Somebody has to give the appropriate payment so that we can be saved. And Jesus is it. He is all and in all. And the Bible reads here in chapter 5 of Romans, beginning at verse 7, "For scarcely for a righteous man would one peradventure for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died." Remember, the reason why we are being saved is because God loves us so much. So we don't look at our sin as an impediment to salvation. Sin is the reason we need to be saved. And therefore, Jesus died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. "For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received atonement." We are now at one with God. We can be children of God because Jesus Christ gave everything for us. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Do you see where this is going? So Jesus being our substitute is the lesson for today. Yes, when we deserve to be eternally destroyed. Yes, we were intended to go down to the pit and be destroyed. Jesus stepped in just on time and gave his life for us. And I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ became the perfect substitute so we can live forever. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, what God says matters most. His message shared through our lives has the power to change the world today and provide hope for the future. This has been Message Daily with L. David Harris. Until next time, make it a great day.